Anything worth doing
is worth doing well. But 10 years, my goodness. This is Dr. Herbert LaBarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our instant inspiration. Anything worth doing is worth doing well, but 10 years, that's a long time, my goodness. Think about that. We want to give our best to whatever we do. We want to give our best to whatever programs we're working on, whatever things are important for us. Now, how do we give our best to them? How do we give our best to whatever it is that we're working on? Well, you would think that by giving time, you'd be giving a lot to it, that you'd be giving your best. But a genius is a man or woman who works efficiently. A genius is a person that I would like to ask to help me do my project. A genius is a person who doesn't have any time to waste. A genius is a person who, when you ask them to help you, they will help you, but now, and do it, and get it over with, and it's done. And it's done. It's done well. But they don't dwiddle-daddle around, and they don't drag it out. They don't have to redo it. If it has to be rewritten 50 times before it finally is a good piece of art, or whatever it is you're writing, you shouldn't be writing. If your writing takes 50 remakes to make it work, and then you have a masterpiece, you're not a master. You have gleaned from all of the other knowledge that's about you, and you're utilizing that to make your masterpiece. And your masterpiece is not your masterpiece. Can you imagine, just imagine, if Shakespeare had to take 10 years to write each of his masterpieces, and they were great. He would never have been in business. He would have never been on the theater. He wrote for a night's performance. He would sit down at breakfast time. He would create himself a scenario, and he would write it, and he would put in the characters. He would put in the opening screen, closing screen. He would, say, rattle the roles in the background. He would just be like a radio talk writer, radio show writer, where they cannot have you looking at the people to see what the people are doing. You have to hear what the people are doing. And there has to be evidence that there's a horse going clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. You hear the horse's hoofs. Oh, here comes Joe. He always rides up about this time of night. Well, now you know he's riding on a horse, you know. Well, a writer who is really a writer, a musician, well, let's go to a musician for a minute there. And our old buddy Mozart, fabulous kid, he wrote, first off the battle, he was going to write a dance, a song, a musical piece. He's going to write whatever he's going to write. And so his friend said, now this is what we want. We want one show, one act is going to be like this, another act is going to be like this, another is like this. And so he had to use his imagination, and he wrote it. And then what was the first thing he did when he said, when he finished writing it? He said, let's have a glass of wine. He said, let's go party. Or it's time to put the show on. Hey, can I be in the show too? He wrote the show. Can I be in the show too? Sure, he liked to be part of it, you know. He enjoyed all that fall draw. But you see, he didn't have time to fool around. He didn't have time to make it perfect. He had to think perfect right off the bat. Now, do we want to think perfect right off the bat, or do we want to spend time going over and over and over and over things? I talked to one woman. She's gone over her thesis and her thesis and her thesis and her thesis. And I said, when are you going to finish it? She said, well, I keep writing the first paragraph, and then I do the fifth paragraph, and then I do this. And I said, hey, forget it. I said, if you cannot say what you want to say clearly and distinctly within a couple of hours of sitting and writing, you don't have it clearly in your mind, and you never will. Polishing it over is not going to make the whole thing good. It's just going to take care of one little ache and pain here and one little ache and pain there. And so then she finally wrote it, and she said, oh, I feel so much better. It's done. I said, you better feel better. And she says, how was it? I said, I don't care how it was. You did it, and you're happy, and that's the main thing. Now, I'll look it over to see whether it's the type of thing that we want to print. But other than that, it's your show. It's your way of expressing. I've had people who contact me and they say, do you know what that person wrote in their thesis? I said, oh, yes, I do. Did you know they wrote about unicorns? I said, yeah, I knew they wrote about unicorns. But what if unicorns got to do with God? What if unicorns got to do with spiritual life and so forth? And I said, well, if you're looking at another great writer, Jesus, what did his stories have to do with God? What did the story of the three men, the three servants that he gave the tokens to, you know, one token, 1 10, and one more. And the one who received the greatest amount of money was the one who had the greatest amount of skill in investing it. And he did so. Well, what has that got to do with anything spiritual? Well, it has a lot. We won't discuss that now. That could take quite a while. But suffice to say that to him who hath is given, and to him who hath that little has taken away. When we take our talents, and those are talents, and our talent may be writing, or our talent may be money. When we take our talent and we use it to our highest and best, more are given to us, more opportunities, more wonderment. It's just really great. It's really important too. Now, are we ready for something really important? Well, we have another friend. He's been writing his thesis now for 10 years. And every time he'd send it, something would go wrong with the email. Something would go wrong with the computer system, with the programming. he had problems. Well, he isn't here yet, but he will be here tomorrow. And when he's here, his thesis came before him, and it's done. And it's a beautifully done thesis. Now, why did he try to hide it from us for 10 years? It really wasn't that bad. In fact, it was quite good. So we sometimes deny ourselves the opportunity of having the world see how wonderful we are and what wonders that we can do, because we're just not sure of ourselves. We're insecure. And when we're insecure, we act insecure. And people doubt us because we act insecure. Don't you know how good your thing is? Well, no. Why don't you know how good it is? You wrote it. Well, I mean, you know, it's my first attempt. Your first attempt at writing the world's best novel, huh? Yeah. Many people make their first attempt at writing because they just pour their heart and soul into it, and they don't know a thing about it. They just write it down as it comes, and it comes pretty nice. They have a good mind. They have a good thinking system. They think orderly. They think in a pattern. They think in characters. And the characters have flesh and blood on them. They have skin and bones. They have body to them. They have lifestyle to them. They have character and morals to them that give them such great feeling. Everyone who hears the story says, wow. And then you say to them, all right, now, of the many characters he has in his play, which one would you like to be? All of them. All of them. They're all so great. Each one has some special little gift. Now, perhaps in one person, all those gifts might be. But he puts them in each individual, making mileage on it, you know. And that's a real smart thing to do. But this is what we do. Now, when, as it came now, anything worth doing is worth doing well. And now it's 10 years, and the thesis is finally coming, or has finally come. And we are delighted. We say, my goodness, why did he deny that to us all these years? It is beautiful. It has a lot of love in it. It has a lot of sensitivity in it. It has a lot of good feeling in it. It's just wonderful. And you see, that's what we do like. We do that to ourselves. We sometimes forget that people like us just the way we are. What did you like about Shakespeare? Well, not very much. Because it's from another time. It's from another era. And unless you're acquainted with that era through liberal arts in college or some other way, you wouldn't find it very charming. Now, what did Mark Twain do? Well, he wrote from humor, and his humor was timeless. And what did other great writers do? They wrote from their own talent, their own genius, their own wonderment. And you look at Churchill. He was a newspaper writer before he became the boss of England, you know. Yes. And when he became that, he continued with his work. He continued writing in his journal. And he couldn't very well have it be the news of the day because he was the news of the day. Mm-hmm. And but he wrote it in his journal, and his journal makes a very fascinating book. And that's something that we can all read now in afterthought and think, what a joyous, wonderful experience he had. Now, President Roosevelt, if he had been a journalist or a writer, he would have written too. But you see, he was limited in a lot of things. But what he wasn't limited in was his wild ideas. And he would think of wild ideas about having success in the country, having jobs for everybody, having the civil service, Civil Conservation Corps go out where people who didn't have work and the government needed work done, they'd give the work to these people that lived in those areas, and they'd have food for their table and the minimum of things, but they would have something. And it had to end. The Depression had to come to an end, and it did. But he bided their time. But he bided their time with the feeling of self-confidence, not with the feeling that it's a handout. Today, the handout that is given by the government to people is not really beneficial to them, because they say it's more than I earned when I was on my job after deductions, you know. And so we sometimes forget these things. We should always be ourselves and have fun. And if that self is belonging to the Civil Conservation Corps, wonderful. Then beautiful things can happen for us. Because what we do is we give, and we know that that type of job at any other time would bring more money. But that type of job is the type of job I need right now to feed my family. And so you're happy with it. And everybody else is doing the same thing, and they're happy with it. But the moment you can step back into your stride of the genius that you are, then it doesn't take you 10 years to do your work. It only takes a moment. Because your dream is in your heart, and you bring it forth, and you shine it forth, and you let it come out and be part of your real wonderful world. So, anything worth doing is worth doing well, even if it takes 10 years. So, you'll be hearing more of this, I'm sure, because I now will have to look at that wonderful thesis and see how really great it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.